honestly, I was going to say this whole spiel as to why I'm even recording this episode, but I really want to get better about avoiding distractions and being more direct. That's really important to me, honestly. And it's been something that I feel like since I've started my YouTube journey, it's been a struggle. It has been a struggle at times, because when you first start doing YouTube, at least for me in my experience, and if there's anything that you guys can relate to, maybe when it comes to if any of you guys want to be an entrepreneur and start your own business, or you make art, whatever, something creative, something where you just have an abundance of appreciation and passion for, and you want to do so much. But the reality is you got to start somewhere. Okay, the episode title for today is How to Avoid Distractions, for real. Honestly, and what sparked this episode title for me was earlier today, I just really, really, really got pissed off about some stuff. Someone really, really, really upset me, and I'm over it now. In that moment, as I was getting heated from that exchange, I started to just think about my life and my entire day, like the day I had planned out posting this fourth episode, because I'm recording this on Wednesday, so y'all are going to get this on YouTube the same day that this is being recorded. And I was just really, really mad. Honestly, I was just really, really mad. I was fuming, honestly. And so I was driving mad, driving fast. Don't be like me. Don't drive fast. Blasting music and shit. Like, just being the angsty teenager I used to be back in the day and whatnot, right? But don't drive fast. Drive safe, guys. Drive safe. Like, even if I drive fast, I still drive safe if we're on a highway. I was just thinking about the fact that what if I just fed into those feelings that I had, right? What if I fed into those feelings and essentially I wouldn't be recording this episode right now, you know? And that's an example of a distraction that I experienced today, that because of my life experiences and the man I'm trying to be today, I'm not going to let that ruin anything for me or take away from this experience of recording this episode. And yeah, so let's get into it. Personally, for me, how I try to avoid distractions, and specifically with that one, is it's pretty simple for me. It took me some time to even get to this point where I'm at now, right? But say for an example, like an emotional distraction, right? For me personally, everything that happened today is exactly how I wanted that to be. But there was a time I didn't feel like that. There was a time where I got angry and I'm just expecting I'm going to be pissed off all day and I'm going to just be mad. And let's even say back when I was a teenager, if my mom upset me or something, it's like, I'm not going to talk to my mom all day or nothing. It's like, today I can't go a day without talking to my mom. When it comes to emotional distractions, right? For me, when it comes to emotional distractions, my method is always, there's not really a method. It's really more so an approach. I don't even like, that's another thing too. I want to be very direct and authentic and just straightforward with y'all, because I really wanted this episode, and I didn't want to say this here, but I'm going to say it. Fuck it. I really didn't want to just kind of go into this fresh, right? But the whole point of this podcast is called The Prime Feeling. So I want to make sure that I am intentional about each episode having to do with feelings to a certain degree. It's very, very general, of course, but what makes this interesting, at least for this podcast episode and others, is that trying to find a way to tie that to how that really does impact me and might even impact you guys too, right? Them emotional distractions really get you fucked up. You can make some of the worst decisions when you're upset about something, when you're sad about something, when maybe you're a bit too excited about something. You can make some good decisions too. Right. And I think for me, in my experience today, from being upset and being mad, I just realized when I was kind of in that peak, like, let's call it a scale or a spectrum when it comes to my emotions. But when I was at that peak, peak pissed offness, peak anger, peak feeling mad, all I was thinking about too was like, well, I'm not going to deal with this person today, and I'm going to just focus on recording. You know what? Actually, I'm going to record an episode about avoiding distractions, because people get pissed off, and here we are now, right? And it's crazy because I feel like this is the best decision I can make when it comes to something like this. This is y'all being able to listen to this podcast, y'all being able to watch this podcast, tune in, all happened just because I got mad today. But I want that to really be somewhat of an underlying theme for this podcast, right? Man, when I tell you I got so mad, it's just things really, and that's what I'm trying to get at, right? Back to what I was saying. And if y'all are still listening right now, if you're watching this on YouTube or listening on YouTube, hit that like button. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, if you haven't followed me yet, follow me. It'd be much appreciated, honestly. So then we can get into the meat and potatoes of this. I like grilled cheeses. I like making grilled cheese sandwiches. So let's just say I just made the first piece of bread, buttered that up, and now we're going to get the nice cheese and put whatever you like to put in your grilled cheese now. And then we're going to wrap it up by fully completing that, put in the air fryer and stove, oven, however which way you like to cook your grilled cheeses. Cheeses, right? Grilled cheeses? Yeah. I don't know. For me, I always grew up knowing that, not even knowing, but more so just being told, like, hey, I understand you're upset at 5 years old about this or that. I understand you're upset at 10 years old about something. I understand you're upset about, breakup, or it's girl not liking you, or not getting this toy, or a fallout with a friend, and all this type of stuff. But my mom always taught me to control my emotions the best I can. And I think I might even do a separate episode specifically talking about emotions in general, because I really want this to be more so focused on distractions and how there can be emotional distractions, right? But whenever I get really mad today at 28 years old, I always think about that. And like being very, very well aware of my life, my lifestyle. I don't have a crazy lifestyle, nothing like that. But just more so being a father, being African-American, and the angry black man stereotype. When I tell you, y'all, I used to have the worst temper as a kid. I'm not saying I got angry all the time, but if you're a family member of mine, you know I used to have anger issues when I was a kid, to the point that like I kind of became a bully somewhat that I'm not proud of. I was an asshole at times. I was a douche at times. And it's all because I just didn't know how to express, hey, I'm mad right now and I'm not getting what I want. I'm mad right now that my cousin is being held by my mom, but that's my mom. My cousin's not going to take my mom from me. Oh my goodness. I didn't think we're going to go here with that. I want y'all to get to know me more. Let's talk about what if things went the other route. Say I was still pissed off right now recording with y'all. Recording for y'all, I mean, and myself, honestly, too. Maybe we wouldn't be doing this right now. Maybe my whole day would have been fucked up, honestly. Maybe my whole day would have been fucked up. My life would have turned upside down, and I wouldn't be recording this episode right now. But it didn't. It didn't. But sometimes life can really go that way. And trust me, I've had times where I've had arguments with my significant other or disagreements with other significant others in the past and whatnot. And that shit'll fuck you up. It'll fuck you up, feeding into those emotions. I have this piece of paper right here. I'm not gonna show like what That's it. But literally this piece of paper, this envelope that I just showed in the video, if y'all are watching the video, if you're listening on the podcast, I have this envelope essentially that I just grabbed when I was recording the first three episodes of this podcast. And I just wrote down what are my three titles of these first three episodes going to be, and then kind of just went into recording them and stuff. And I kind of hold on to it now like memorabilia, because I really have enjoyed when I think back and listen back to my first three episodes, there's something I can pull away from all three of those episodes that I really enjoyed, right? And I guess I guess the route that we're going to take when it comes to how to avoid distractions, because we're going to keep this kind of, some of y'all might argue this is surface level. I don't think it's surface level, but sometimes your motivations, you know, sometimes you just need to literally just focus on your path, your goal, your motivation, your faith, your love for your family, whatever, whatever, just to avoid distractions like this sometimes. Whatever you're doing, to whenever you're working towards something, focus on that specifically to avoid those distractions. Now, what does it look like if you're like, hey, I got in an argument with this person, or hey, I stubbed my toe really fucking badly. I'm crying. My foot is bleeding. My toe's about to fall the fuck off. Nah, but for real though, you know, when you feel, when you experience different feelings, different emotions, they can really, your feelings can literally throw off your whole day. They can literally throw off your whole day. And what I learned from my life, getting back to it, is that a lot of the times that I've been upset in my life, I've always found myself, how would I put it? I always realize I'm not even that mad 2 hours later. If it's really that deep, okay, I'm probably gonna be mad for like a day at least. If it's really, really that deep. But when I tell you within my life experiences, that I haven't had too many life experiences where that was the case. I haven't had too many life experiences where I really was genuinely mad all day. I think the first time I realized that, oh, I need to stop making emotional decisions sometimes, or fitting to my emotions and doing the wrong things. And you could even consider like emotional distractions pulling you away from your relationships with people. You might even be in a relationship with someone, maybe a toxic relationship or a relationship where you're kind of going through a rough patch, and maybe you'll get through it, maybe you won't. But maybe that's taken away from your other relationships. Like, it might take away from your friendships or the time you spend with your family and stuff like that. Or maybe that relationship you have is with a family member. And I'm sorry for you if you do have to deal with that, because man, I just don't understand how people can just take family for granted like that. But yeah, when I was 18, my high school best friend, I remember, like, I think he had started talking to someone. It was the first time too that, at least in the time that I knew him, that he finally got into a relationship or was messing with someone, whatever, right? And I was the type of best friend where it's like, I would hang out with my niggas all the time. You know what I mean? Like, that's really how I am. Like, when I tell you, like, I'm a down motherfucker. That's what I'll say. Not down like that. But I'm down. Like, I'm down for my people. Like, I'm always down for my people. Like, if we form the bond, we form the friendship, we form the connection, we got history, I'll always be there for my people. And to focus back on that, right? I wanted to hang out with him. And it's like, I remember at the time too that, and we had a friend group. It wasn't just like me and him. Like, we had a friend group too. And yo, if you ever hear this, bro, don't take it no way, bro. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're still, I'm not going to say nothing revealing about your life or whatever. But if you don't care, like, shit, maybe I'll reveal you in a future episode or whatever. But it wasn't just me and him though. It was a group of us. It was like about like four, maybe five of us. And I know for me, like, I'm a homebody, bro. I am a home motherfucking body. I'm a homebody like a motherfucker, bro. Every weekend, I wanted to see if Scratch My Shirt would make a sound on the mic. It didn't, thank goodness. But every weekend, okay, not every weekend, but damn near every weekend in high school, I was the one that was, it's Friday, oh, put on Call of Duty, let's play some Keno, let's play some Horizon Draw. Okay, no, Horizon Draw came out in college, I'm lying. Let's play some freaking, not me forgetting the, let's play Moon. Yo, I'm sorry if I made it sound like I just threw that in there, but I actually did like playing Moon on Black Ops 1. But man, that freaking cosmonaut, freaking stealing your perks and whatnot. But that was my life in high school. I was also the type that liked wearing sneakers and being having the freshest outfit in my class and stuff. I still think I was probably the freshest person in my class. I'm just used to always being like on my own. I'm always used to being on my own. So like when I went home, my friends that I was cool with at high school, like we didn't really like we hung out here and there outside of school, but not too much. And it's like, shoot, maybe I'm showing my hand and maybe they didn't fuck with me like that. I don't fully believe that, but maybe they didn't. But regardless, I felt like he was just dodging me, bro. I really felt like he was just dodging me or something. Cause I remember I was texting him cause we were supposed to hang out or some shit. And at that time I was, let me just tell the story. Cause I was about to jump ahead in the story too. But at that time I was just texting him like, yo, cause we were supposed to hang out or something. Right. And so I'm texting him and shit. And I'm like, damn, this dude got a new girlfriend. He don't know how to fucking act. But in my head, that's what I was thinking. And I was starting to get in my feelings a little bit and shit. And I got into my feelings like standard. Let's go on Twitter. I said some slick shit about him. I know I did. I don't remember what it was. But I remember when he had hit me like later that night or the next day. And he was like, yo, he's basically like, yo, what'd you do with some whole shit? Like, stop being your feelings, whatever, whatever. And in my mind, I'm like, we're supposed to hang out. What the fuck you talking about being in my feelings, motherfucker? That was probably one of the first times that I had a friend like check me. And I didn't necessarily get like mad to the point where I wanted to fight him. Because it was like, you're right. I did get in my feelings. And we still ended up being cool after that. I'd like to say we're still cool today. We haven't talked in a minute, but I'd like to say I'm still cool today. If he was in town, I'd be like, hey, bro, let's link up, whatever, you know? And I use that example and that story to tell y'all that's kind of how I got to where I'm at now. I've always kind of been or felt like I've been on my own. So I've learned that I kind of need to have this extra self-accountability for myself and somewhat the people around me. Now it's like I hold everyone accountable, including myself. But that's kind of what started all of that. And even from that, I realized too, okay, if my mom pisses me off about something, it's like, she probably right. I was just being in my feelings and still not fully thinking of things the way I think of them now, being 28 versus when I was 18. Crazy, that was actually 10 years ago. Damn, I think it's the second time I mentioned like something that happened 10 years ago. Yo, it's crazy. Shoot, my high school reunion or something, whatever it's called. High school and 10-year anniversary of graduating from high school, whatever, supposed to be coming up soon, actually, too. But yeah, I kind of just took that and so many other experiences from then up until now to become who I am. I'm about to say who I was, who I am, right? And who I'm continually trying to be. I really did want to give some examples. Like, I wanted to look up what are, like, maybe the top five ways of avoiding distractions. But to be honest, it didn't feel authentic and fully in line with, okay, where is this coming? Is this coming from here? Oh, it's got to be coming from here. I'm going to close this blind real quick, y'all. It's kind of annoying me a little bit. Still peeking through. Golly, bro. Hey. At least we get some natural lighting, though. At the end of the day, like, when I got angry, one of the biggest things that stuck out to me was like, okay, I got to get this episode done. I have to re-record. I got to record episode 4 today and get that done. You know what I mean? That's what was going through my mind at that time. That's the feeling that I felt the strongest. Like, it's like, you know, in Naruto, when they show the example of like the chakra moving through your body and you see that flame, like it's kind of like a flame in the center of your body. My flame was like, freaking Endeavor over here. You know what I mean? On fire all the time. So it was really important to me to just get this episode out. And I hope you guys did enjoy it. We're going to move on to the next episode after this. Because I do want to tie these episodes together. I want to get into something else in this episode when it comes to avoiding distractions. But in all honesty, I think when it comes to avoiding distractions, if you want me to keep it really, really basic and straightforward, so we can wrap this episode up in less than 2 minutes, just stay focused. Stay focused, surround yourself around the right people, always be in the right mindset, always make sure you're in the right space when it comes to creating. Because for me, I really, really, really want to be intentional about how I approach all my content moving forward. I really, really do. And I'm not saying I haven't been. I might just have to do a bonus. Should I start doing that? I've thought about, like, for real, y'all, I've really thought about doing bonus episodes. Because I feel like 20, 30 minutes isn't enough time to talk about what I want to talk about. But I'm also like, I don't want to sit down for a whole hour, like, recording something that y'all are probably only going to listen to a portion of it or something like that. And I want to just get more efficient about saying everything that I have to say in a certain amount of time and all that. But yeah, to be honest, that was the prime feeling today. Avoid those emotional distractions. Really. I think we're just going to call this how to avoid emotional distractions, honestly, because I think that makes more sense. I think how to avoid distractions is way too general. And to be honest, I didn't really get into too many other sorts of distractions, which I kind of had. I didn't have other type of distractions at the top of my mind. It was kind of generic, but I wanted to just keep this authentic to what I was going through today. You feel me? Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to listen to this on your favorite podcast platform. If you're listening on YouTube, though, please comment what you guys think. How have you guys been liking these episodes? Or just DM me if you're actually listening on like a Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you like to listen to, honestly. But yeah, don't forget, feed your passion. I feel like I fed it with this episode, but I'm about to feed it some more too after this episode. So y'all take care. Peace.